Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Bias in the media, it's an important issue because oftentimes you make your decisions based upon what you read, you see, or you hear, because that's the only information you may have. Today we're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Mark Logas, who is a political science professor at Valencia Community College in Central Florida. Mark, you have been in the media for over 25, 26 years, and now you're seen, obviously, as part of the media, the bias in the media, but now even media professionals themselves are admitting that they have a bias in their presentation of the
Yeah, Cheryl Atkinson, formerly of CBS, kind of broke the mold where she had all these earth-breaking stories about the Obamacare mess. Scandal is what I call it. And, you know, every time she turned around, CBS was spiking her story. They were saying, no, we don't want to do that. She was up in front on the Benghazi Libya scandal. And so here she's getting all of this information. She's presenting all this information. And every time she would go to the executives, it would be spiked. And then you find out that the chief counsel for President Obama, his brother, runs the CBS newsroom. Mm. And so, gee, I wonder why Cheryl Atkinson's stories kept getting spiked anytime there was something negative about Barack Obama, whether it was Obamacare, Libya, Fast and Furious, whatever they are. Then you go back, and you don't have to go back too far to remember what the media was like with the treatment of George Bush. I mean, think about it. The New York Times exposes how George Bush and then Prime Minister Tony Blair prevented 10 airplanes from taking off from Heathrow and blowing up, five of them over the Atlantic and five coming in like missiles, very similar to 9/11. And so the president at the time, George Bush, said, look, prior restraint, don't do this. Why? What is in the best interest of telling these terrorists that this is how we caught you? Mm-hmm. And yet the New York Times did it. All George Bush could do is turn around and say, I condemn the report. Flashback 2 years ago, when the Los Angeles Times finally revealed a picture of our soldiers doing some not-so-nice things to some deceased Afghan soldiers, and then the story read that it took them 2 years through agonizing pain to determine whether or not they should actually release this picture. Well, there's media bias right there. When Barack Obama had his White House photographer put his head in his hands, this, you know, I can't believe that the LA Times did this to me. The LA Times the next day wrote an editorial, almost an apology, but wanted the president to know that they agonized over this decision. All right, so the media bias between Bush, and they're the same wars, Afghanistan, right? 9/11, let's talk about 9/11. You know, there were school children on the plane that hit the Pentagon. Why would the media not want the American people to know there were school children returning home to California on the plane that slammed into the Pentagon? Why would the media, 6 months after the attacks, put a moratorium of any of the planes penetrating the buildings, the jumpers? And you know what? When students come to me and they go, you're kidding me. You mean 3,000 people died that day? I show my students the jumpers and the aftermath. I show them the planes penetrating the buildings, and the buildings come tumbling down. And I'll tell you, with the exception of one student in all the years I've done this, every student that has had a family member, relative, whomever, they will break down in tears. They will thank me for doing this, for not forgetting the victims of 9/11. But the media has done a very successful job of, making us forget by not reminding us.
Well, Cheryl Atkinson on CNN's Reliable regarding her former employment with CBS News and investigative reporting, she specifically says that in the CBS newsroom, there is obviously a bias between Republicans and Democrats. If there's something that is negative to the current administration of Obama or negative towards the Democratic Party, it's simply crushed. If there's something that has any kind of negativity against the Republican Party, it's allowed to go out. So there's clearly a political difference there. Also, the outgoing public editor, Arthur Brisbane, in his final New York Times column in 2012, said that so many reporters and editors he's referring to, so many share a kind of political and cultural progressivism, for a lack of a better term, that this worldview virtually bleeds through the fabric of the Times. Now, he's a public editor of the Times. This is his final column for the New York Times, and he's telling you in the Times that the worldview of the Times bleeds through the fabric of the Times. As a result, developments like the Occupy movement and gay marriage seem almost to erupt in the Times, overloved and undermanaged more like causes than news subjects.
And they're telling us something that the American people already know. I don't know if it's a revelation when they leave and they take a step back and they go, look what we've been doing, or have we been doing this? But, I mean, you don't have to go any further back than Ronald Reagan's presidency and legacy. I mean, to hear, well, how is Barack Obama going to get us out of this current mess? Look, it's by design. The president is doing this by design. All you have to do is go back to Reagan's principles and love of this country, and you will understand that cutting taxes, putting people's money back in their pocket, will create a demand, which will create job growth. Reagan won 49 of 50 states in 1984. There is a way to fix this problem. But if you don't want to fix the problem, you want to move this country towards socialism, all you do is what Barack Obama continues to do. And that is to spend us into oblivion and not give the, you know, the people their money back. Let's talk about media bias and race. I remember Andrea Mitchell coming to the defense of Susan Rice when she went out and lied on 5 television shows about the whole Benghazi issue. And Andrea Mitchell said, look at those angry white men, those Republicans, this will not bode well for them picking on this poor black woman. All right, what about Bob Kerry's treatment of Condoleezza Rice during the 9/11 hearings? He swore at her. He used the word hell. He referred to her numerous times as Dr. Clark. It was terrible. 10-minute interrogation, and then accused her of lying. And it turns out she was telling the truth. He badgered her. So, you know, it's funny how the media can see race bias in one area but not in another. Look, Joe Biden's description of Barack Obama in 2008 should have gotten him not off the ticket but out of the Democratic Party, if that's what they really believed. But remember, the Democrats also allowed a former Klansman, Robert Byrd, from West Virginia, to be their historian and to sit in the U.S. Senate until he was 91 years old and died on his own. So there is a lot of race bias, not only in the Democratic Party, but certainly in the media, as far as I'm concerned. You take a look at these other issues, like the border issue. Everybody wants to talk about the border issue and the individuals coming across. We have a potential for a pandemic in this country. I mean, MERS. All of a sudden, MERS disappears. But it was here, it was in Illinois, it was in Orlando. And now all of a sudden, oh, everything's fine, nothing to see here, move on. Now we have the Ebola. And so the media, all of a sudden, the New York Times in a recent column said, oh, it's our borders, we're allowing all these people to pour across. Well, you know what? People like me who have been talking about the whole illegal immigration issue have not been heartless. It's about we have a right to protect our borders. We are a sovereign nation, and we have a right to close them if we want to close them and to say who can come here and who cannot. And I'll tell you, the media helped the illegal immigrants a lot. First, they said you don't call them illegals anymore, even though that's what lawbreaking is. And then they successfully turned it around and said, oh, and by the way, so you don't support immigration? How did you get here? I support legalized immigration. Go back and look. 6% of the population that legally immigrated in this country from Mexico in the 1970s, 6%. In the 2010 census, 60% from one country alone, Mexico.
Well, if Barack Obama, George Bush had done what Barack Obama did and not go even visit the border, the media would crucify him.
Right.
For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org, or you can also visit libertycouncil.com. Again, the website is libertycouncil.com, C-O-U-N-S-E-L. Obviously, we can't stop the journalism bias. I think what's ultimately happened when I began doing media, journalists would be investigating more of the facts. They wouldn't just take what you said. Now they run with it. The internet and the lack of the morals has caused the media to put things on the web very quickly without researching, without double checking. and the lack of moral conviction has allowed them to have really no restraint to put out there anything they want to in the guise of facts. So you need to get good information. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. We'll give you good information there, or libertycounsel.com. Don't just rely upon the CNNs, the New York Times, or even Fox News for that matter. Research the issues, get informed, and get the right sources of information so that you can make intelligent decisions. For information, visit libertycounsel.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.